Here is a look at conditions across the area at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In Somerset, brisk winds were making it feel like 12 degrees outside. Mixed precipitation and haze were reported, lowering the visibility to less than 1/4 of a mile. The temperature was 25 degrees and the dew point 5 degrees, producing a relative humidity of 42%. The wind was west at 16 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25. The barometer was 30.19 inches and rising. At the London Corbin Airport, brisk winds were making it feel like 12 degrees outside. Skies were sunny. The temperature was 25 degrees and the dew point 6 degrees, producing a relative humidity of 44%. The wind was northwest at 17 miles an hour, with gusts up to 26. The barometer was 30.15 inches and rising. In Monticello, the temperature was 26 degrees, with a wind chill of 14, and winds gusting to 24. At the Williamsburg Airport, the temperature was 27 degrees, with a wind chill of 16, and winds gusting to 20. Meanwhile, at the Jackson Airport, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 23 degrees. Across central Kentucky, temperatures were between 24 and 29 degrees. At Bowling Green, it was sunny. It was mostly sunny at Lexington, Louisville, Frankfort, and Fort Knox. At Richmond, it was fair. Across western Kentucky, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny, and temperatures were between 29 and 32 degrees. Across northern Kentucky and southern Ohio, temperatures were between 23 and 25 degrees. At Covington, it was mostly sunny. At Dayton, it was partly sunny. At Wilmington, it was cloudy. And finally, in Tennessee, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 29 at Knoxville, 31 at Nashville, and 23 at Crossville. Morristown reported 27, Sevierville reported 28, and Bristol reported 26. NOAA Weather Radio. And now the latest weather synopsis. Scattered snow showers over far eastern Kentucky will taper off this evening, and then very cold temperatures are expected overnight, with low temperatures in the single digits in the deeper valleys. Overall, a drier pattern is expected for Sunday through the middle of the week, although a weak system may bring some light rain showers to the area Tuesday into early Wednesday. After a cold start, temperatures will be on a moderating trend into next week. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Somerset listening area. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows 10 to 15, except around 5 above in sheltered valleys. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, shifting to the south at around 5 miles an hour late. Sunday, warmer, sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Sunday night, milder, clear. Lows 26 to 31 in the valleys and in the mid-30s on the ridges. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Monday, warmer, sunny. Highs around 60. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 60s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Lows around 40. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 40s. Saturday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 60s. This hazardous weather outlook is for the following counties: in Kentucky, Adair, Casey, Clinton, Greene, Lincoln, Marion, Metcalf, Russell, and Taylor. Day 1, tonight. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed. This hazardous weather outlook is for the following counties in Kentucky: Knox, Laurel, McCrary, Pulaski, Rockcastle, Wayne, and Whitley. Day 1, tonight. Some slick spots will be possible tonight as temperatures bottom out in the single digits in most valley locations. This will allow for some refreezing of any melted snow on any untreated roads. And now the extended outlook for the period Sunday through Friday. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not anticipated.